Saw in England back in the 1960s. Of course, this is ancient history, isn't it? Now, 20 years ago,
1960, yeah. Sure.
There was a specifically kind of British youth culture which was of some importance. We got some art out of it. We had the Beatles, who were quite a large phenomenon. Were taken seriously not only by youth but also by adults, and erudite music professors would give talks about the structure of Eleanor Rigby. Or, you know, spend hours on radio dissecting the record called what the hell was it called? Sergeant Pepper's yes. Lonely Hearts Club. That's disappeared now. We not only had that at the time, we had a very delightful cult. We had a sartorial cult. We had the miniskirt, which was beautiful, I thought, and it made us all feel better. Even people, I was younger then, but still old, you know, comparatively, made us feel better. We felt as though we were in on a kind of renaissance of youth and beauty and intelligence and energy. And we've lost it. Something's happened in the 70s, and there's been a rather nasty phenomenon. I don't know whether you've had the same sort of thing in America. We had this punk culture, whereas the Beatles and their followers were, you know, decent middle-class lads, you know, nicely dressed, on the whole nicely behaved. You get this Vicious, literally, there was a character he'd called Sid Vicious, one of the major figures of this cult, who seemed to indicate that they were left out. This was the left out generation.
Deliberate, do you think?
It's very hard to understand. A lot of these phenomena are until they're well behind you. But I think I tried to explain this in an article which I've forgotten, although I remember writing it, but I've forgotten the content of it. What was the characteristic of this? The main characteristic was that it was ugliness. You had to be ugly. Your hair had to be shaven down to the bone. You had to use dirty language. You had to vomit into the microphone when you were performing. The music itself was derivative, brutal, not particularly attractive. The words were illiterate. And this seemed to be one aspect of the youth of England saying, we've been left out. What they'd been left out of, it's very hard to say.